from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speculation is a waste of time. Russell's hurt. He's not available to us. I focus my energy on those that are available and their readiness. I just saw Justin, excited about maybe going through a complete week with him in terms of the preparation process. Russ is not scheduled to work in totality tomorrow. To what degree, I do not know. And then we'll play it by ear from there based on the results and the things that we see in terms of whether or not we consider him and to what degree we consider him.
So backup quarterbacks barely practice at all. That's just a reality. Now consider that Justin Fields is getting reps with the ones today. Russell's the backup and an injured backup at that. I know that Tomlin always leaves the light on, and he said he'll let participation in the quality of work be the guide on whether or not Russ will get an opportunity this weekend. I don't think he's going to get much opportunity to even show anything these next few days, Doran. I know the way it goes. You know the way it goes. We know how Mike Tomlin's handled things in the past. They want to prepare their team to win. Justin Fields is the one today. Russell's not even going to have an opportunity to work himself up into being the one for Thursday and Friday, I don't think.
No. Not in the capacity that he's probably going to practice today. Unless, like, he goes in, he's in there right now and says, like, okay. They put him through a workout like in about an hour. It's like, okay, let's see what you can do. Let's see you sprint. Let's see you drop back. Let's see you do all these things. Unless he can go do that without limping or out feeling anything, then there's no way that he can gain that momentum throughout the next couple days to be the starter.
Right, because what's he going to do? Throw 4 passes today?
Right.
In team stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not even that.
Not even, yeah.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Text just pouring in, Doran. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Danny Smith would kick your ass, Crowley.
For sure.
Yep. Crowley, you could take out Mike McDaniel.
Maybe. That'd be a good one.
That'd be my best chance.
He'd probably outsmart you, though.
I'm smart.
Are you smarter than him? Well, didn't he what did he go, Harvard, Princeton? He went to Princeton.
I'll be smart in December and January and then come back to me. Hmm. I'm smart 24/7, 365, 366 on leap year.
Yeah.
Tweet, what do you think, guys? Can Crowley take out Rodrigo Blankenship? See, the kickers are tough because they can kick.
Right.
Like, all he needs to do, dude, he could shatter my leg.
Yes.
With his leg.
Mm-hmm. Or your chin.
No. Oh. Do you think he can get his foot up that high? Punters could.
Yeah, he could.
How pissed should Russ be about the blocking sled? Because a lot of non-football players like myself have talked about this. You're a football player. You've seen and gone through a lot of these conditioning tests to determine whether or not guys have to go on the pup or not to begin training camp. So how out of the norm is it, Doran, to see a quarterback have to push a blocking sled? How big of a bleep up was this for the Steelers?
Huge. Huge. Everything is so individualized nowadays with the training. And, I mean, I can't believe that they have everybody doing the same thing with their conditioning tests. Like, I could see if it was gassers or if it was like run 100-yard sprints. That's a little bit different. But to have him pushing a sled, I'd be so upset. When does he need to push a sled?
What
does that do for him?
I agree. He's not out there blocking.
No.
He's not out there tackling. He's running around and throwing a football. You got to be tough. I get it. I put it out there on Twitter yesterday. Not dramatic to say that a ridiculous physical conditioning test may cost Russell Wilson his last best shot at being a starting quarterback in the NFL. I believe that. Are you laughing because I said starting?
Starting.
Yeah. if Justin Fields goes out there, and this is possible, throws four touchdowns, runs around 50 yards, something like that, Russ is not going to start the following week. You'd be stupid to start Russ the following week. What if Justin Fields keeps winning ball games, even if he's not playing well? Mike Tomlin, addicted to winning. They may well have cost him his chance to be a starting quarterback again in the NFL. Doesn't mean his career's over. If he's a good soldier this year and he sits there and he's a helpful teammate to Justin Fields, he's a captain, which makes this whole thing odd. He can go and be a backup someplace else.
Yeah, but he'll never be a starter.
He's
initially.
Never going to be a starter again, man. And all because he's blocking. And you know what I got hit with? A ton of people saying, if he can't push the blocking sled without his calf going out, there's bigger problems. I think both can be true. Yes, it is a bad sign that a 36-year-old gets hurt the first thing he does in training camp. I can agree with that. But he also still never should have been doing it.
Right.
And from what I heard, and I've been told by capital P people this, the previous strength staff with Marcel Pasteur, who everybody loved there, and I liked the guy, really cool guy, they pushed them out because there were too many soft tissue injuries.
Yes.
And in the first ever drill, the first ever physical fitness thing, you have a soft tissue injury to the guy that had pole position to be your starting quarterback. Regardless of whether or not it says bad things about Russ's physical condition, it was a stupid thing to ever have him do. And I think a black mark upon this strength staff. And I think if I'm Russell Wilson, man, I would be absolutely seething.
Yeah.
I would be furious, especially because you're playing the Denver Broncos this week.
Yeah.
And your injury is the same one that you suffered earlier on in training camp.
And it's not like Russell Wilson doesn't take care of himself. I mean, he puts out videos all the time. Like, he's a guy, he's a worker.
Yes.
He's a worker. And for that to happen, I mean, he obviously wasn't training to push a sled. He was training specific ways to play the quarterback position to be in the best shape possible. I'd be very, very, very upset about what had transpired.
Someone texted in, do you think Wilson volunteered to push the sled?
Maybe.
I could see that because he is that guy.
Right.
Cam Hayward's doing it. I'm a captain. Bang.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. I don't know why that hasn't been asked of, why that wasn't asked yesterday of Mike Tomlin.
But it shouldn't even have been in, it shouldn't even have been a situation where he had a chance to volunteer. He should have been doing something else to do a conditioning test.
Yeah, quarterbacks.
Yeah, everybody separate.
You guys, yeah, right. Because you're not regular guys. Like, did Cameron Johnson have to push the sled, the punter? Like, did Chris Boswell have to push the sled?
But even if they did, a true strength staff understands that everybody is position specific. A true strength staff doesn't have everybody doing the same thing.
Right.
If you want to test in a endurance drill that you need to pass, have everybody do their specific thing. Like D lineman, you have to do, you know, 15 10-yard sprints because you're not going to run 40.
Right. Go run around real fast for a minute. Come back, drop back, throw some balls.
Yeah, this isn't 1995.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, they're not doing Oklahoma drills.
But, you know, this is ridiculous where everybody did the same thing because it's like, oh, we got to get tough. We got to get in shape. Let's just run. Like, nah.
Do you think Ben would push the damn blocking sled?
There's no chance.
If the Boston College strength staff, which is who they've hired, comes up in here and Ben is the quarterback and he's 36 years old and they say, Ben, get on the sled. You know what he does? He goes back to the dorm and drinks 15 Busch Lights.
He's not, yes.
He ain't doing it.
No.
And I crack on Ben a lot, knowing full well, in my opinion, he's the best quarterback in franchise history. In this instance, he wouldn't have been stupid enough to do it. You think Tom Brady pushes the sled? Maybe he's a bad example because he's also a freakazoid, but I doubt it. Do you think Andy Reid is having his strength and conditioning staff ask Patrick Mahomes to push a blocking sled?
No.
And he has Mahomes play in preseason games. He ain't doing that. You think that Jim Harbaugh, who's a real weirdo, is having Justin Herbert go out there and push a blocking sled? I've never heard of such things.
What is it to prove? There's nothing to prove with that.
They wanted to test his calves out, and clearly he failed.
Yes.
Like, what?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Like, do you think that they might argue that they wanted to weed it out? Like, let's see if the old man can really hold up over the rigors of a 17-game season.
That wouldn't make any sense. That wouldn't make any sense. At that level, you need everybody.
What did you do back in the day?
Gassers.
Just run.
Yeah. Gassers.
What is that? So,
But everybody was in their specific group. Like, there's skilled, big skilled, and then there's bigs. And big skill, I was in a big skill that's like linebackers, tight ends. And we had a different time than the skilled players. Like, we had to finish in, you know, what, 20-some seconds. The skilled players had to finish in 15-some seconds. Mm. The big guys had to finish in 40 seconds because it was specific. They're like, you're bigger. You're not going. If your body tries to keep up with the smaller guys, it's probably not going to. It'd probably be like, no. Like, it was very, and that was a while ago.
Right.
This situation blows my mind that we're in 2024 with so many specific trainers out there and how specific positions are that guys train that the team, you know what they did? You know, I know exactly what they did. They brought that stupid, you know what, college mentality to the pros. And I've seen that happen a bunch of times, and that never works.
Nope.
It never works. I don't care if it's from the head coach mentality. I don't care if it's from assistant coach mentality. I don't care if it's from a strength staff mentality. The college mentality does not work in the pros. And that's what they did. They're like, we're college. Everybody's going to do the same thing. And, you know, those guys are 20 years old, 19 years old. That doesn't work in the pros.
Right, and you need to motivate them. And you got a 90-man scholarship roster. Yes. You got 120 guys out there. So you lose someone to a conditioning test. You lose someone to a conditioning test. We got NIL money. We bought the next kid. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. I am hoping, honestly, that Russ decided to do it himself. Because if not, the strength and conditioning staff should have been fired already.
Yes.
Like, I just can't believe that this happened, that this is where we are. And also, you think Kenny Pickett's happy? Probably not. If I'm Kenny Pickett, I'm looking at this going, if I would have known about the blocking sled, I probably would have stuck around.
I'm sure he's happy.
Because he doesn't have to deal with gestures wildly.
Correct.
Everything.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.